I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
Robbie Mesa, first on the line, first on air. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Thanks for taking my call. Right now, this year, actually every year, I decided to call this time. We have goat heads really bad in our front yard. We have flood irrigation in downtown Mesa. And they haven't gone to seed yet. It's just like a full covering of green. Zero grass. The grass is still dead. Seems like what happens is the grass will come in and then choke the goat heads back. They go, you know, we're okay, but they're still there, right, lingering, waiting to come up the next season. So I'm just wondering how to get ahead of them and remove them.
Okay. Well, first of all, keep them from going to seed this year. But you can use a broadleaf weed killer. It won't damage your lawn, especially if your lawn is dormant. So I would get out there and get what's there removed somehow, whether you use a herbicide or you pull it or whatever you want to do. And then you need to use a pre-emergent herbicide, especially if you're not planting a winter lawn, then your timing doesn't matter so much, but you want to get it on, you know, probably in the fall, late September, early October, and again about now. If you do those two times a year, you should be able to stay ahead of that puncture vine pretty effectively. But so, number one, don't let it go. Don't let it start flowering. Get it out of there now. And then as soon as it's out of there and out of the way, get some pre-emergent down. And then, again, next fall, especially if you're not going to plant a winter lawn, get an application of pre-emergent on at that time. Twice a year, it should take care of you.
How many weed questions between now
we ought to
and
keep track.
April?
All the different, how many and what kind variety of weeds? It's going to be a great variety.
I miss my MSMA.
Oh, sorry. Write your congressman.
I think, is that a weed killer?
Yeah, I think I just finished my last container of it within the last month or so.
How long has that been outlawed?
5 years?
Yeah,
probably. Oh, that's
five
it?
Or six,
6 years.
Pretty
say,
recent.
How old is that container
pretty recent
in your
as
year?
Those go. But yeah, you need to write Mr.
Now,
Schweikert and say, hey, man.
Now, let me ask you, in a flood irrigation, can he get away with pre-emergent just twice a year?
Well, maybe not. That's right. He had flood irrigation, didn't he? Maybe three or four times.
Yeah.
With all that water, water you have, you know, the more it's going
to leaches
it out. Yeah. So, yep. And, so he's especially from when he starts irrigating. So probably one in the fall is okay because he probably doesn't irrigate much, if at all winter. And then once you start irrigating in the spring and summer, maybe do a couple, three.
And so, you know my theory on landscaping, if a little does a little good, a whole lot does a lot.
Right.
Can you over pre-emerge?
Well, you could.
What would be the consequences?
You could get it to where you could have some maybe sterility problems.
Oh.
It would take a lot, and it would depend on the pre-emergent itself. But, you know, it's something that you get to the point where, you know, you're diminishing returns too. And it's not super expensive, but it's not cheap to do it. And, you know, you're just kind of wasting money that you might be able to use for something else. But
I was just curious.
I don't think in reasonable terms, if you did it a little heavy, that you would cause any issues.
When you talk about pre-emergent, are we talking liquid and or granules and or can you give some examples?
Liquid and or granules. So you can buy pre-emergent in a granular form. You can buy it in a powdered form that you mix with water and spray. You can buy it in a liquid form that you mix with water and spray. So all of the above. You can even buy pre-emergent that is combined with fertilizers. There are a number of ways to do it. The one for spurge that I like the best is the trade name for it is Dimension. And It can be bought either way, but the easiest way for most homeowners to apply it is in a granular form. Now, remember, whether you apply them as a dry or a liquid, they do have to be watered in to be activated into the soil. So, unfortunately, here in the desert, we can't count on a rainstorm coming by in a few days or a week to do that for us. So, if you've got large expanses of gravel areas, especially, that you're trying to incorporated in, you've got to be able to get a hose or some type of watering device to those areas after you've applied the pre-emergent, whether it's from a liquid form or a granular form, and get it watered in.
And in either form, whether it's granular or liquid, whatever, what I'm always worried about as well is we've got a lot of chickens that just kind of roam the property. And Dad'll tell you about what happens when you put diazinon on your lawn and let the chickens out.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't be a good combination.
It's ugly. It's really ugly. Yeah.
Especially when the in-laws are over for dinner.
Yeah, it's really ugly.
Convulsing chickens running around the backyard.
Have you ever tried to give mouth-to-mouth to a chicken?
No. Nor would I. pre-emergent probably wouldn't be quite the same issue, but if you do have that, then the liquid versions are probably better for you, so there's nothing there for them to pack up.
They couldn't eat the granular.
Yeah, right.
So weeds. We're going to be talking about that. Like you said, we need to keep track of all the different times we're going to be answering questions on that, and there's no one solution. We actually have a texter here that new situation here. Couple of ash trees in the grass lawn, and the weeds have started to take over. What can she spray without hurting the ash trees?
Well, you have to be super careful, and a lot of those products you don't want to get up under the drip line of the tree. So, might be a case where you're going to get some exercise this weekend.
That's the hula ho is your answer there, and it works great after great watering. You do a nice deep watering. Now that manual weed removal gets a lot easier.
There you go.